Welcome to the Artist Mother Podcast, featuring interviews with incredible working artists who are also mothers and compelling conversations regarding parenting and the art world. These conversations create a space for inclusivity and support for artist mothers worldwide. I'm Kaylin Butine, painter, mom of three, and podcast host. I'm so grateful you are tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this episode. I'm delighted to share that this episode of the Artist Mother Podcast is sponsored by an artist, mother, and tax expert, Hannah Cole of Sunlight Tax. Is your creative practice gaining steam? Maybe you just got a big grant or a big show. You're excited to get to work, but a nagging feeling tells you that there are some tax issues that could hurt you. What you don't know might actually be holding you back from all that you can accomplish. You just want to get down to the studio and do the work you love, but finances and tax concerns are dragging you down. Thankfully, Sunlight Tax is here for you. Artist and tax pro Hannah Cole started Sunlight Tax to empower creative people with the tax and money tools you need so you can have more money, more time, and make a bigger impact with your work. Who doesn't want that? Sunlight Tax offers an annual membership called Money Bootcamp, which is tailored to your busy creative life to teach you targeted skills for your financial health and taxes. Hannah guides you through the pitfalls into simple systems so you can stay on track, start investing in yourself, and get back to the studio without getting bogged down. Right now, listeners of the Artist Mother Podcast can get a free artist tax deduction guide by going to sunlighttax.com/artistmother. That's sunlighttax.com/artistmother. Thank you, Hannah, for providing so much to artists and helping us through with all of our financial concerns. It's so reassuring to have experts like you we can trust and we know are looking out for us. Head to sunlighttax.com to find out more about everything Hannah has to offer, and don't forget your free artist tax deduction guide just for our community at sunlighttax.com/artistmother. Welcome, friends, to the final Artist Mother episode of 2020. Woo!
Yes.
What a year.
Yes.
What a year. No, actually, I know everyone has had a collective kind of crap year in a lot of ways, but this has been a great year for our community. We've had so much growth and just so many wonderful things have happened, so it's hard for me to, I don't know. Like, I do feel that collective, like, stress and craziness that's going on, but also, you know, there's a lot of gratitude for all the ways that we've been brought together in community. So in this episode, I wanted to introduce you to our staff. I feel like our staff doesn't get enough appreciation and airtime. So, and we have two new staff members that have never, well, not never, because Mindy, you've been on the podcast before, but you know, in terms of being on as staff, we haven't had the opportunity to be in conversation with Lindy Bazile and Mindy Wittek, who are our new staff members. So, and those of you listening, if you're tuning in before you've seen our Instagram posts, Mindy is a brand new staff member who we haven't even had the opportunity to share about on Instagram yet because things have been so crazy, but very new, like what, just a couple of weeks we've been in conversation about this.
Just dipping my toes in.
Yes, you're dipping your toes in. And I'm going to pull up our about page here and read a little bit about our staff and what we all do, and then I'll have you all say hello. So if you don't know, there's now four staff members of Artist Mother Community. I would say we all work part-time, though I definitely work more than full time, but I still consider it part time, even though it's not. You know, but the three of you kind of have these specific roles and do some things part time. So my main role is like doing the podcast and kind of the big picture planning, coming up with like these big ideas. And I don't know, I'm just kind of a catch all for a lot of the things that I can't delegate, but then the three of you have these like other specific roles that just make our community so great. And so if you don't know me, Kaylin Butine, founder of Artist Mother Podcast, also founded a stay home gallery in residency this year. when we moved. And if you haven't checked out Stay Home Gallery on Instagram, you should do that because we have a lot of great programming there and fun stuff that we're doing. Yeah. And if you haven't heard, if you're new to the podcast, we started in 2019. So, right? Yeah. We had our 1 year anniversary February of 2020. So we're rolling up on 2 years that we've been releasing episodes, building this artist mother community. And so much has come from, you know, just creating a space for artist mothers to gather and trying to, you know, promote visibility within the art world for artists who are also mothers. About a year into this program, I contacted Robin Kenny, who went to the first in-person retreat that we had last year in Tennessee. And so Robin is what we call our administrator. She's stepping into the role of Crit Group Organizer, and she's kind of our attention to details person. She makes sure we're thinking about all of the things that some of us with non-detail-oriented brains do not think of. Robin, do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, sure. Yes. I'm Robin Kenny. It was about this time last year that you called me, Kaylin, to...
In a panic.
Yeah. I was like, I was picking up my kids in the car line, and you called, and I just jumped at the chance. I'm just so thankful to be a part of this community. I live just outside of Nashville, Franklin. And my husband and I have two kids, and I'm from Nashville, lived here most of my life. So, yeah.
And you have a background in like working with galleries and like,
yes.
I mean, you've done arts the whole way.
Yes. I have a BA, from Carson Newman, College, which is a small school in East Tennessee. And then my MFA from Florida State. And then, yeah, I've just, I worked at a couple of galleries, one here in Nashville and one in Chattanooga, taught here and there, and been making art.
Cool. And then Lindy Bazil. So Lindy, you've been working with us for a couple months now. We kind of had a conversation like end of summer, early fall, I feel like.
Yeah.
And you've been doing like some of the design and like work with our media, basically making our branding look a lot better and more. I feel like it has a much more artistic flair, because before I just didn't have like time, energy, resources, didn't know how to do all that. I was kind of just piecing shit together. And you can take like this vision and create it into something beautiful. You're going to move into a bigger role of taking control of our shop and like doing some different things with our products in the future. Would you introduce yourself?
Yes. I'm Lindy Bazil. I am a mother, a single mother, and of one wonderful child. And I'm an artist. I have my degree in animation, although I no longer animate. I am painting and apparently taking an interest in marketing and design. So that's what I love about you. You've taken a chance. I mean, you've seen me trying to do that for myself in marketing, and you just like offered, you know, that kind of role to me to grow with Artist Mother also, which I think is really cool and I'm really excited about. So thank you so much for letting me be a part of the team.
Oh my gosh. I feel like so lucky to have all of you. And just, I don't know, feeling like, yeah, like you all, like having a team now helps it feel more, I don't know, like it's not just me, you know? Like, I mean, I that's like such an obvious statement, but it's like, you know, if it's like your own business, your own project, your own passion, it's just, it's like a lot. And feeling like I have somebody to ask questions to, or just say like, oh, this person is annoying me, or, you know, like share things with, it just means like so much. And to know that you all are invested in the community is what really means a lot to me, because you know, like it had to come from within, right? Like I wanted people who were already showing up and who were interested and who were willing to grow and who understand that, like, I'm just making this up as I go along. So, yeah.
That's and the then, best part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then most recently, we have asked Mindy Wittick to come on and be staff too, which is amazing. Mindy, you kind of blew us all away at the virtual retreat earlier this year, even though I already knew you and was impressed by you and just loved connecting with you. But I've asked you to step into this role of you're going to co-host a morning show on our new network that is launching in January. That's right. There's going to be an Artist Mother morning show. So Mindy is co-hosting that with me when we launch that. And then she's going to take a lot of our communication sort of under her wing. So responding to comments and doing some more like cheerleading, encouraging type support in that way. Those of you who know Mindy know that's like the perfect job for her because she just does that so naturally. She kind of just beams out love and goodness. So Mindy, would you introduce yourself?
Thank you. Yes, I'm Mindy, and I live outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with 1 7-year-old Schmoopy, who is like 7 going on 15, so that's fun. And I have a dog. If you follow me on Instagram, he's Hello, My Name is Chuck, and he's like my second child. He's like a Beagle Pomeranian, and he's just my baby. But I'm so excited to be a staff member with Artist Mother Podcast. And I just feel like it's something that's come full circle for me, because finding the podcast was such a meaningful experience in my life. And now being a part of like behind the scenes and getting to work with you, Kaylin and Robin and Lindy and cheer the community on is super exciting. And I can't, like, I am just stoked for the network.
Yes.
Like to have the network. And I know we're going to talk about that later, but I am like 100% just like floating on clouds thinking about that.
Yes, me too. I'm really excited. So before we sort of look ahead and talk about the new programming that we're sharing in 2021, I wanted to just ask all of you to look back for a minute and share something that was like a highlight of the Artist Mother community in your life in 2020, or you can share a few things, but a more general highlight, and then we'll talk maybe about a few favorite podcast episodes. So Robin, why don't you start and share one of your favorite moments in 2020?
Okay, well, I think definitely the Painting at Night show, just the whole leading up to it, like received, because all the work came to my house. So I got to see it all, I got to unpack it all. And oh man, yeah, but so worth it just to see, and then just have it culminate with the opening reception in Nashville and just meeting Allison, Remus in person, and just so many of the other artists that were in the show and some that even weren't in the show, just coming to support the exhibit. I loved that so much. Mm-hmm. And then I think just the overarching theme, I guess, of when I first started listening to the podcast, just having these two big things in common with people. You're an artist, which is a big thing in, you know, our lives, and you're a mother, like having the, no matter what other kind of background or community or whatever that you come from, you have those two major things in common with everybody in the community already. And that was just, it was just everything to me. So I think just that overall, but then the exhibit, definitely.
I feel like the exhibit too, it was like one of the only moments we sort of had tangibly as a community in 2020. And I think we, you know, in 2019, it's like, I started the podcast and we kind of like started doing meetups a little bit here and there. And like things started trickling into this like bigger tangible way for us to connect. And then the Painting at Night show felt like this culmination of, like, these people flew in and we got to meet, like, artists and mothers, like, in person, and it was this big thing. And it was so exciting. And then the pandemic happened and it was like, ugh, like, all of that momentum kind of, like, fell to the wayside. But I do feel like we've made the best of it in terms of, you know, just creating opportunities still and trying to stay connected. And I'm excited for, like, knowing how special that was to be in person and have, like, that event. I'm excited for, like, the things that we're going to do in the future that are going to be in that same format. So, Lindy, do you have a favorite Artist Mother community moment of 2020? I know you're sort of new to our community, but...
Yeah, I'm new to the community. I'm new to the staff. And, you know, I was introduced to the community when I met you, mm-hmm. which was, like, in the summer of this year. So, for me, the most, like, powerful moment was actually during the retreat, the virtual retreat that we did. And I'm not just saying it because you're here, Mindy, but... your soft sculpture course or exercise was, like, amazing. And I remember, like, I set everything up outside on the patio and, like, was just so excited to, like, have everything ready to create with and to play with. And so just, like, getting the opportunity to play with art, which I feel like personally I'm always, like, I have to make something that I'm so proud of and that everyone's going to love and that my mom will like, and everyone's going to be satisfied. But you just kind of, like, showed how to play and, like, just release. And then to be able to do that with a community of artist mothers along at the same time was just really fun and showed me, like, what the value of the community is that I was missing.
I love that, Lindy. Okay, Mindy, your turn.
I'm going to piggyback off of Lindy because the retreat, I had so many personal things happening leading up to when I was supposed to do that workshop, and I was nervous that I wasn't going to be able to really be myself. And I, after attending the retreat and, like, beginning my day with you and Robin and this community of women and leading up to the workshop, I just felt so seen. I felt, it was the first time in a long time I haven't felt invisible. And that was, like, a powerful moment for me, realizing the need of community, especially during the pandemic when Kaylin, I know that Megan, Amy, and I recorded a podcast with you at the end of 2019, and we were talking all about, like, you know, helping each other get out into our communities more and being involved in the art world in Milwaukee. And then the pandemic hit and nobody was going anywhere. And I thrive off of being surrounded by people and talking and, like, sharing ideas. And that's another thing I love about the critique groups is having this group of people where everything's bouncing off of each other. And the retreat was a big moment for me. And it, I had major FOMO from missing out on the first retreat.
The in-person one. Yeah.
The in-person retreat. I was so sad I wasn't able to go to that one. So being a part, like, attending the virtual retreat and being able to present and talk about soft sculpture and stuff was a really big important moment for me.
I love that too. And, you know, just goes back to that idea of how I do really feel like we've made the best of this year that we could. And, like, the fact that the virtual retreat was still so meaningful, and it, even though people weren't connecting in person, it was tangible. Like, there was, like, you can't argue with me that there wasn't, like, this, you could chew on it. You know, it was this experience that was still really visceral and tangible, even though it, you know, even though it was virtual. But I was just going to say that I know so much of our community provides visibility for artist mothers who are kind of, like, making work alone and they don't feel like they have community. But, and I'm so grateful for that, that if you're somebody who just listens and you haven't really connected in a more tangible way to our community, you're not part of Crit Group or you're not part of the retreat or anything, I'm so grateful that you just like listening to the podcast and you feel seen, and that's great. But you can't deny, and all of you, like, know this because you've been a part of that, when we come together, there is, like, this energy, like, I just get emotional thinking about it. I'm
excited already for our, hopefully,
yes,
fingers crossed, in-person retreat, our next one.
In 2021, yeah.
I mean, every now and then I think about it, the one we had in 2019, and it was just a highlight of my year.
Yeah.
Across the, it was just, just all the late night conversations and the
work. It's just magical. I don't know. I think it's just that, like, kind of what you said earlier, Robin, we just have this dual identity that, and it's not just motherhood. It's not just being an artist. It's carrying both of those and just showing up to a room full of people or a small group like Crit Group or our staff, or, you know, there's all these like layers of it and different ways you can experience it. But when you're connecting outside of just, you know, just you solitary listening to the podcast in your studio, it's like, it magnifies the experience, I feel like, of this community. So I feel like that's a good segue for us to talk a little bit about the programs that we're going to be offering in 2021. One of my goals for 2021, this will probably happen later in January when we get a few more things on our calendar that are solidified, but I want to get a calendar page on our website so you all can plan ahead and know, like we already have dates for the in-person retreat. We are pretty sure we know that Painting at Night is going to happen in person at a place that I will announce in the future, but we're going to try to keep working ahead on things as much as we can so you all can prepare and make plans to show up and be part of the tangible events that we're working on. But I did want to talk about Crit Group and have Robin and Mindy share a little bit about your experience. Robin, you're stepping into the role of sort of administrating the whole program, which you've already done most of that. It's more that I'm stepping back and like letting you take the lead a little bit more in all the behind the scenes that happens within that program. And then Mindy, of course, you've been a mentor in the program for a couple rounds now. So just wanted to hear you talk a little bit about Crit Group, what it is, why you think it's special. And you should know that as you're listening, enrollment is open right now for that program until it's filled, which I think we have maybe a dozen or so seats left. So if you're listening and it's the first time you heard of Crit Group, you can check all the information out for that on our website at artistmellerpodcast.com. But I'll let Robin just explain a little bit more about how the program works. And then Mindy, maybe you can talk a little bit about your experience as a mentor.
Yeah, so basically you sign up and then you give us your top four mentor choices. And you can look through all of those on the website. But basically the format of it is eventually you'll be put into a group with the mentor and three to four other artists. And you give each other feedback on artwork, you know, maybe your website or your artist statement. But this round it'll be a little more focused on the artwork. And you talk a lot, you communicate a lot. I know
you a little pod kind of, you're a little network.
Yeah. And so I'm in one actually right now as a participant, with Isadora and our group. I mean, we talk on Marco Polo daily. And it's everything from like me driving my kids to school in a bathrobe about to run out of gas and like, ooh, what's going to happen? Is she going to run out of gas with her bathrobe and slippers on the side of the road? To like really deep conversations about, I mean, like religion and artwork, the art world. So it's just the things that I've gotten out of it have just been exponential and immeasurable. So I'm not a super extrovert by nature. So sometimes being introverted, you don't realize how much you need mm-hmm. community and other people. So being put into this group has really just meant so much to me. And I've grown, my artwork has grown. I've been challenged in ways that I didn't know I needed to be challenged in. And so, I would just highly recommend it, no matter your, again, your background or your art experience. Maybe you have an MFA, maybe you don't, mm-hmm. you know, you're self-taught. Maybe you're just now kind of like coming up into trying to make more time. Maybe your kids are getting a little older. You have some time, or you're trying to figure it out. Like, I've got a new baby. How do I do that? You know, how do I carve out the time? So,
Yeah, I feel like that's part of the strength of the program, is that it's like, you're not just with artists in your same class or your same caliber or with the same background. Like, part of the beauty of the program is the organic nature in the way that you come together, you know, under this umbrella. And, you know, you're going to have people in your group who are beginners. You're going to have people who have more things to offer. And you kind of all get to share advice and words of wisdom and help each other. It's not just the mentor sort of feeding, you know, the mentees. It's like all of you forming this pod and encouraging and sharing wisdom with each other. Mindy, I'm sure you want to speak to that.
Yes, it's definitely not just the mentor feeding the mentees. And speaking as a mentor, it's so fulfilling, I think, for everybody involved in the program. I know that my CRIC group this time around, we've just became a family. And it's not like Robin was saying, it's like you grow with your artwork and you're sharing your artwork and getting, you know, feedback and some critical eyes, like looking and discussing things that are going on and, maybe ideas you would have. That the thing about coming together is that you're getting ideas from other views that you can't just have yourself. Mm-hmm. So you have 3 to 4 other women looking at your work with completely different backgrounds than you that are going to offer feedback that you're not going to find on your own. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really, it's really an important part of being an artist, is having that outside eye. If you're just in your studio constantly working away without somebody else looking at what you're doing, how are you going to grow? Mm-hmm. And like Robin said too, it's not just like somebody who has an MFA or somebody who's been in the art world for a long time. I think the different backgrounds are what make the program so enriching, mm-hmm. and having that feedback. And as somebody who's mentoring that, like that happening, it fed me in so many ways I wasn't expecting, mm-hmm. You know, with my own work. And it's just like Robin said, even like the personal stuff, like in your bathrobe, are you going to be on the side of the road? Or like, you know, like why is my kid like kicking her legs out, knowing I'm on a Zoom call? She's like right here doing this. There was a lot of that. Like, do you guys see this? And they're like, oh yeah, that's happening over here at my house too. Like, knowing that you're not alone in a lot of the things that you're experiencing, mm-hmm. as, and maybe not even a mother, but as a woman, because I think as a person who's identifies as a female, that we're made up of so many different layers in our humanity. And if we're not a mother, we've come from a mother, whether mm-hmm. we have that relationship or not. So there's so many layers in that context of being an artist mother and being in the critique group that, if I had to summarize it in one word, I would say magic. Mm.
I feel like you would say that about a lot of things, Mindy, which is what I like about you.
totally. Yes. What? Magic.
She's a magic machine, Mindy. Mindy's our magic machine. yeah. So I feel like they summed it up pretty well. But what you can expect from the CRIC group crew is a small group experience. The program runs for 12 weeks, starting in mid-January through the beginning of April. And you get feedback on your work multiple times, you know, but it's also this like pod of encouragement, this small group experience where you're hearing from your mentor, you're hearing from your the fellow mentees in your group, and you're kind of learning and growing together in this little mini community. We also have a brand new offering for 2021 that we're putting out there in the CRIC group umbrella, which is called CRIC group studio visits. And these are just one-time mentor sessions that you can book if you're not interested in the like small group community type thing if you're feeling like you just don't really need that in this season. But you do want critical feedback on your work. We have a whole program that, like I said, we call Crit Group Studio Visits, where there's 6, 7, 8, I can't remember how many mentors. We'll be adding to that list throughout 2021. But there's mentors that we have lined up specifically for that, where you can book a 1 hour crit session with them. You'll answer some questions, you'll get some feedback on your work, and they'll share in conversation with you over Zoom for an hour. I'm sure it'll actually, most of them will probably go a little bit longer. And by the time they send a thoughtful email back to you with a plan and, you know, some suggestions for you, it's going to be well worth the investment of your time and money. So I'm really glad about that offering too. I feel like that offering will pair well with the professional practice workshop program that I want to talk about very briefly. This is a program that sort of came out of, you know, Crit Group and just having conversations with artists about the many, many hats that we wear, right? Like, we're not just artists, we're not just mothers. As an artist, you have to break that down. You're a small business owner, you're a, you know, media guru, you have to do PR, you have to do marketing, you have to, like, there's all these layers just within the art world of everything that we kind of throw under this like professional practice rug of what it means to be an artist and have this career. And so Isadora Stowe and I, who is a former Crit Group mentor, she's an artist mother living in New Mexico, single mom. She's been on the podcast this fall with Sarah Sidhoff. Make sure you listen to that episode. It's really inspiring. But Isadora and I will be walking a small group through 20 weeks of topics about professional practice. So each week we're going to be meeting on Sunday afternoons in U.S. time. But it's certainly open to anybody worldwide who's able to make the meetings. We'll also be recording them so you can watch the playback if you happen to miss one or you're not in a great time zone. But each week we'll be tackling a topic related to professional practice. So we're going to be talking about pricing your work, you know, Instagram, artist statements, your CV. I know some big, like, people who I think are incredibly accomplished professional artists who have signed up for this course just as like an accountability and a refresher. Like, they're like, I need the structure to like go through these topics each week and like do the work of like updating my website, updating my CV. I've been meaning to get a newsletter out and into the world. Like, how do I do that? You know, we can't possibly know it all. And Isadora and I are not going to be giving you formulas. We're not going to be saying like, here's X plus Y equals Z. Like, this is exactly how you do it. What we want to do is just create a community, again, where we're working through these issues together, where we're sort of talking about these topics. And helping you see like ways that you can do this, empowering you to like figure it out on your own. Because like I said, there's no one size fits all in the art world, right? Like, and especially for artist mothers, all of our lives are different. We all have different like obligations, different responsibilities. So we want to empower you to like think through some ways that these things can work for you, set up some systems for you. There'll be lots of sharing, lots of wisdom, lots of tips and tricks that we're going to be sharing, but also just wanting you to really be able to create the professional practice side of your art career that is right for you, and to maybe let go of some of the expectations of some of the things like that you don't need to do. So there's going to be some introspection. It's not just going to be cut and dry. It's going to be dialogue. I'm really, really looking forward to it. And that'll be starting mid-January. You can find out information for that course on our website. We're still enrolling too, and I think we have about a dozen or so spots left that we can fill for that course as well. So I do expect that to fill. So make sure if you're interested in that, you check it out and sign up. And all of our programs, we always offer scholarships. So make sure you check out the pricing and see if you qualify for a scholarship, and just follow the protocol for getting yourself a scholarship price if you qualify. And last but not least, I want to talk about the Artist Mother Network, which some of you are like, what is the net? I thought there already was a network. We are the network. What is this? But the network is an actual tangible thing that we're launching this year. And I'm excited about the network because, you know, right now our community kind of exists on, like there's these different layers of it. There's those of you who listen to the podcast alone in your studio. You're kind of by yourself. That's your solitary experience of the community. There's this other layer of our programming. Maybe you're part of Crit Group. Maybe you've done a coffee date or you did our virtual retreat. And then there's Instagram, right? Where we're like, we post stuff, we comment, maybe you've made some friends through Instagram. But all of that is, I don't know, it's not enough. It's not cohesive. It's not like fluid enough for me. It doesn't feel like this place where we really can show up as ourselves and engage in a more tangible way. So we're launching in January what we're calling the Artist Mother Network. Many of you, we've talked about this in relation to starting like Artist Mother chapters or city groups in your own area. The network will be a tool for doing that. You'll be able to look up members. It's kind of like a portal. It's our own Facebook in a way. You'll be able to look up members in your area. You'll be able to become, you know, part of specialized groups that we have on there. We're going to offer workshops, artist talks, like some things are going to just be exclusive to the network because we really want to create this space where we can where we can connect in a way that feels more cohesive to like our community, that is a safer space for you to just show up and this is where you're spending time, who you want to commune with. You know, we're not just one person on your Instagram feed. Like, this is the network that you're plugging into, and everything that you see on that network, everybody that you're engaging with is an artist mother or within our community. So, Mindy, do you want to talk a little bit about that and what you're excited for?
Yes, I'm just so excited to have a landing spot where, you know, like you were saying, Instagram is a place where most of us have met and connected. But with all the algorithms and like finding, you have to go to the page like this, find this person, follow that person, like this person. I think the network is just a more cohesive space where we can have like more real connection mm-hmm. with each other. And like going back to the retreat, the idea of having all these women in one space and having that shared community, I think that's what I'm most excited about. And I'm like thrilled that there's going to be a Monday morning coffee show.
Yes. So part of like what we're offering within, you know, it is going to be a paid membership that you'll get access to every month. But with that membership, there will be certain amenities, right? Like, so not only are you going to have this index, this place where you're going to be able to find artist mothers in your area, you know, it's going to be like all of our information sort of funneled into one place. But there are other programs that we're going to be offering that are going to be just for those on our network. So Mindy and I are going to be co-hosting a morning show every Monday morning. This is kind of a riff off of what I do on Instagram Live. For those of you who've followed that programming there, we'll be sharing a little bit of announcements, but then it's going to be more like, we're going to be sharing artists. We're going to be sharing people in our community, the work that they're doing. We're going to be talking through some themes and some ideas. You know, there's going to be tangible content that Mindy and I are going to be preparing and working on just for you. And that we hope that you take part of. We will be recording these. So if it's something that you can't make every week, but maybe you need to watch Monday evenings or Tuesday mornings or something, if, you know, they will definitely always be available when we're releasing those. One thing I'm really excited for too with the network is, and just as our plans as a staff moving forward, is we're going to be picking some quarterly themes that we're going to be focusing on. And we're going to start sort of connecting our programming to these themes in a more specific way. So it feels like we're kind of walking through these seasons together. You know, it's not just random interviews that we're like throwing at you each week. It's going to be like, this quarter we're focusing on visibility or nourishment or magic or whatever the themes that we decide. But I'm interviewing people and putting together panels, we're going to be asking questions specific to that theme. We're going to sort of be working through these themes together on the Monday morning show. Another thing that's going to be exclusive to the network is once a month, I'm going to have a special Q&A with one of the artists that I will have interviewed that month on the podcast. So for example, if I interview Lindy and we do an episode all about Lindy and her art career, sometime during that month, I would have Lindy on for a Zoom call on the network where members get to like ask her extra questions, like, can you talk about this? Like, you know, things that maybe we didn't go into on the podcast, but you want to know. And so that'll be, like I said, one episode a month, I'll be bringing that artist on for an extra Q&A. Robin or Lindy, is anything you want to share about the network that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I was just also going to say that if you sign up for the Wearing All the Hats course or the Crit Group Crew program, and you may have already said this, but I'll just say it again.
I didn't, so here you go, okay. Details.
Okay. Yeah. So you get membership to this to the network for free, for the dirt free. Well, it's included in your price that you pay for the crew program or the Wearing All the Hats, and you get access to the network for the duration of your program. Yep. And then you can choose to pay to continue or just opt out. But also you don't have to be in a program to be in the network. So, right. You know, you're like, well, I can't really swing financially, you know, being, or it's just not the right time for me to be in a, you know, to do one of the courses, then you can, you know, for a small monthly fee, you can be a part of the network and gain like a lot of community there. So,
a lot of programming, a lot of extras.
Yeah.
We're going to be sharing work. Another thing I'm excited about for the network is, you know, you all are doing so many projects. Everybody who listens, you're doing great work. Like it's, you know, you're doing publications, you're doing projects, you have shows, you like, there's so many things that I want to share. But when we come to you or when you come to us and you say like, this would be great for the Artist Mother community, can you share it? It's like that creates more work for us, right? And we, you know, it's not that we don't want to do that. We do. We love supporting you. We want this network to feel like yours. But the network will be a place kind of like I said, like a Facebook portal where you can share what you're doing and we don't have to like, you know, it doesn't have to go through us. So it's not creating extra work for us in the way that it would be for like an Instagram post or doing a podcast. This will be a place where we can kind of hear more from all of you, where we can all hear from each other. It's not just stuff coming through Kaylin. It's kind of all of us just there sharing and being in community and, you know, recognizing all of our gifts and all the good things that are going on.
And this is Lindy. I was also going to say that with the network, it's hard to see it because it doesn't exist yet. But like one thing that I'm like picturing and like really excited about is the way that the pods will form in different communities around the world, because it can really be anywhere in the world.
Yes.
And, you know, Artist Mother, this staff of four can't really like serve everybody the way they need to be served. Exactly.
Right.
But on the network, you'll be able to connect with people in your physical, like local community in a way that, you know, I feel like there's mother artists around Fort Wayne that I know, but like, we're not on the same, we don't necessarily connect this way, but this would be a way to bring mothers artists together and be like, hey, do you know about Artist Mother podcast? Like, oh, okay, we can connect here and like really support each other and like do things in a way that are important to our local, like our location and like our situation here.
Right.
To find local support as well as this like larger community.
Yeah, we definitely, I'm so glad you brought that up, Lindy, because we do see this as the starting place sort of for those local groups, which in the future, once COVID is over and sort of we've gone through this like rollout of the network, you know, we're going to be saying, here's your monthly meetup, like like whatever you need for your monthly meetup, here's the agenda. Like we are going to be offering some things that are for in-person meetups for you guys to utilize, resources that are just for that purpose. But you kind of need the platform of the network to connect all of us, right? Like we need you to log in, to have a profile, to state your location, do it in a safe place, and then start finding, like you'll be able to form a Fort Wayne Artist Mother group on the network. And then it's like, you just have the 10 people that are local to you and you have your own little chat and your area to like, hey, did you see this grant that you can apply for? And like all of that is going to be through that channel. And it opens it up for, like I said, for you all to take ownership and to participate and show up in leadership in ways that like we can't do through just Instagram, you know, like we need a platform for more voices to be heard. And that's what I'm really excited about with the network.
I'm proud to share that this episode of the Artist Mother podcast is sponsored by Faherty. Faherty is a family-run clothing brand fueled by purpose and optimism. They make high-quality, sustainably-minded, feel-good fragrance that you'll be proud to wear. This clothing that's made not just to last the season, but a lifetime of wear. For the past few years, I've recently tried to curb my clothes shopping habits and change what I wear to reflect my values. I've pared down my clothes to things I feel good in and feel good about, which means buying less fast fashion and making fewer purchases overall, but buying more high-quality pieces when I do buy my clothes. Faherty brand fits right into this model, and I'm kind of obsessed with their Arlie Day pants. They are super comfortable, but help me look slightly more put together than my usual yoga pants outfits. Anybody feel me? Faherty brand believes in social justice and has partnered with and supported some organizations you may recognize, like United Natives, Artists for Peace and Justice, the Trevor Project, and the Audre Lorde Project. They're also holding their company to a high standard with sustainability, designing clothes to last that are made with low impact on the environment. You can shop Faherty by heading to fahertybrand.com/artistmother. Use code ARTISTMOTHER, all lowercase, all together, for 25% off your purchase. It really means a lot when you support the brands that help support our podcast. Check out Faherty's website today and use code ARTISTMOTHER for a 25% off discount. That's pretty generous, guys. Thank you so much, Faherty, for supporting this podcast and our community. And now back to our episode.
I think that like what you were saying, we need that more than just Instagram. It's the place where we're allowed to be vulnerable, I think, as artist mothers. And I keep referencing the retreat, the virtual retreat. But I think that was one of the biggest things, is that people had a space where they could share anything. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just like about like, oh, I'm doing this artwork and it's not working out for me. It was way more deeper than that. And having that, a place for that vulnerability, I think is what makes us a stronger community. Mm-hmm. And it connects us to know that we're not just a single person going through this thing when there's other people that have those experiences or can reach out with ideas and help to make us stronger women. Mm-hmm. And better artists. So probably what I'm most excited about with the network.
Agreed. And to that point, there will be a resource library. There are topics. So like if somebody posts a question, like, how do you work out paying for childcare? And then we have, you know, 50 people respond, we can categorize that into a topic. And then anytime you're interested in looking up childcare and how people make it work, there'll be like this catalog of information. So I feel like that's really valuable too. Like you're not just looking through Instagram posts or trying to remember like that one episode where Kaylin talked to this person about this. Like it's kind of like we'll be able to synthesize that information in a way that makes it a little more accessible and useful. So I'm really excited about that too. So then I feel like we've shared like some really good stuff about this. The network is going to be open for enrollment January 6th. 2021. So even though, you know, this episode will be coming out a little bit before that. We're still working behind the scenes on getting the network ready. Mindy and I are prepping our awesome morning shows. You know, there's lots of stuff that kind of has to go on behind the scenes for this to roll out. So January 6th, you can expect that to come out. Make sure you're signed up for our newsletter on our website so you'll be the first to know and you can log in. Another thing is there'll be no limit to who gets to participate in this. You know, it's not like Crit Group where once those spots fill, it's done. You know, and oh, I also forgot to mention too, 2 months, the first 2 months, everybody's going to have free access. So we just want you to get on there for you to check it out, see if you like it. So the first 2 months from the date where you enroll will be free. And then after that, it'll be somewhere between $10 and $20 a month. So really affordable. We're not looking to, you know, like rob anybody. We're just trying to make sure like all of the labor is covered for everything that's going into this program. But we really want to make it special and make it a place where you feel welcome and seen. Okay, a couple more questions and then we'll wrap this up. What are you most looking forward to in 2021 for Artist Mother? I feel like we just shared like all of our programming, but maybe there's something more specific to you or something, you know, specific to the programming or any of the ideas that we're offering that the three of you might want to share. Robin, you want to start?
Yeah, sure. I think just doing in this, I get, goes for me personally and for Artist Mother stuff, but doing things in person. Mm-hmm. Like I remember the first meetup that we had, Kaylin in Nashville, and just like we went to see a show together, a couple of shows, and we ate dinner. And so just connecting in person, whether it's in that kind of capacity or with the retreat. Oh, I'm so looking forward to that. Hopefully, COVID will be under control.
That's what they say by next fall. So.
I know. Oh my gosh. Yep. Yeah. So definitely that. And just, I mean, traveling anywhere, like to the grocery store without having to, you know, think about, okay, do I have my mask? Do I have, you know, like all these things mm-hmm. that you have to kind of like pre-go through in your head before you go anywhere right mm-hmm. now. Just having the freedom to just go places. and that's me speaking as an introverted person, you know, just looking forward to, but I'm married to an extrovert. So,
yeah.
So just feel, just feeling the freedom. And I just, you know, I'm realizing how much I took for granted, before, mm-hmm. you know, just being in person with people. So just looking forward to that. Mm-hmm.
Lindy, what about you?
Well, I feel like I really missed out on everything before this fall in the Arts Mother community. So I can't wait to experience painting at night.
Yes.
For the first time, since I keep hearing about how amazing it was and like the experience of that show, and it's, I have no reference to what that was like. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that so much. And just the title of that painting at night, like I can't wait to like see the art and support the artists who like me have to cut out time in weird little parts of their life mm-hmm. to make their artwork.
Yep.
So like that, just like being close to that kind of artwork in person and hopefully like, you know, feeling safe, will be so powerful, I think. So I'm looking forward to that experience.
I love that. Mindy, what about you?
Well, I am just like psyched to be a staff member in 2021 and to be a part of the network. I know we just talked a lot about that, but I'm really excited to find connections there and watch the connections happen mm-hmm. with other people. So I'm really looking forward to that. And of course, the podcast, like listening to new episodes and feeling another, it's just so many layers of connection, I think, with Artist Mother mm-hmm. that Kaylin, you've created this community that's really tangible, even if we can't go somewhere right now. And I love that. And I'm looking forward. Yeah, I'm looking forward to more episodes of other women talking about their practice and how they make it happen, and watching women in real time talk about that in the network.
I love that. And I forgot to ask you all, what was your favorite episode of 2020? Mindy, you can start.
Okay. Well, I loved, it was sort of recent, the one with Suchitra, navigating nostalgia, history, and the curiosity through textiles and paint. When she was talking about her definition of success, that's something I talk about. I talk about that in my Instagram stories a lot, when I talk about goal setting and stuff. So I felt super connected to her in that way. And like her work is like shooting stars in a galaxy of like magic.
Yeah, she's incredible. Like, she's someone that I'm like, I want to get her on for a Q&A, you know, like just, you just wanted more, like, you know, when you heard that episode.
I want her to be my best friend.
Yeah. And he's like, forget the Q&A, best friend. Sleepover pal. Come on, Suchitra. Robin, what about you?
Oh, man, I love her work so much. But yeah, so I think my favorite episode this year was the one that you did with Pam, Pam Taylor. And if you haven't listened to it, it was a conversation between Kaylin and Pam about having kids and choosing not to have kids. And it was so powerful. And just hearing the vulnerability from both of you, just about, you know, judgments from other people that are not in your same camp about that. And it made me really look inward when Pam was talking just about, you know, oh gosh, have I like had these attitudes towards people that don't have kids, or have I, you know, it just, it really made me think. And it was so good and challenging for me, and just incredibly moving to hear both of you talk about just to have that conversation in a safe, honest, vulnerable way was just incredible.
Thanks for bringing that up, Robin, because that is a really great episode. And I know you all know this, but you know, I never want this community to be just for artist mothers, and for it to be just for a single kind of artist mother, or a single, you know, like, I want there to be conversations about losing mothers, about adopting, about not wanting to have kids, about like, and obviously all kinds of art careers, like, you know, that's like something that I hold myself at a high standard to. And I know I can do better in diversifying like who we bring onto the podcast and who we have conversations with. But it is something that I really care about. So I thank you, Robin, for bringing up Pam's episode. Make sure you listen to it if you have not. Lindy, did you have a favorite?
Yes, I was looking back at the episodes, and I remembered when I listened to the one you did with Isadora and Sarah about finding your journey as a single mother, which I am a single mother, so that one obviously like struck home with me. But there was a part where I believe it was Isadora that mentioned, Isadora has the lower voice, right, of the two?
I don't know.
That's how I was.
I think so.
Yeah. So it was Isadora that said, asking for help, even when it's not comfortable. And you know, a lot of us, especially, I mean, maybe especially artists, like, deal like a need to like take care of things on our own and make things happen for ourselves. But like, it's really important to examine yourself and see, you know, when you need help, and to make the effort to ask for it, and like even to like preemptively like, yeah, I'm gonna need help next week. I need to make sure that I have that support so that I can like do what I have to do. So just that reminder. And that also like reminded me of, which I've been doing a lot more recently, is practicing saying no and like when I can't do something and backing out when I'm not comfortable and like just communicating it clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, yeah, really important episode for me.
Mm, I love that. That was a great episode. And I think there's something maybe artists feel like we feel taken advantage of a lot. So maybe we want to just do everything ourselves so we don't feel like we have to take advantage of others or ask for help, kind of like you said. But I mean, we can't do it alone. Like that's, you know, we need each other. We need to know that others are out there struggling. We need help with childcare. We need help with figuring things out. Like, how do I do Photoshop? How do I take photos of my art? How do I, you know, and that's why I really care about offering programming that's like educational and supportive, because it's just really hard to figure it out on your own, you know? So yeah, thanks for bringing that episode up, Lindy. Okay, all of you, holiday plans. So I'll just say, Artist Mother, we have a stellar exhibition that is dropping today, the day that this podcast episode is released, called You Are Not Wonderful Just Because You're a Mother. It was juried by Kiana Mestrich. She did a fantastic job. To everyone who submitted, please know that all of the work was amazing. I know I emailed, you know, we sent out an email to all the artists, but like, it really means so much. We looked through every submission and the work is so good. So let that be a testament to the fact that, like, you know, we're all out there doing our thing, trying really hard, making great work. If you did not get into this show, like, don't take it personally. You know, Kiana was looking for like a diverse range of sort of dialoguing about motherhood, not just from the perspective of, you know, the sort of the standard, right? Like we were looking for artists who were not mothers. We were looking for artists who were, you know, maybe from non-traditional homes, from single parents, just talking about losing a mother, talking about losing a child, talking about struggling with infertility. There's work that sort of talks about the whole gamut. There's a piece about a mother-in-law. There's a piece about, you know, struggling with your relationship with your mother. So really, really proud of this show, and can't wait for you all to check it out. It's on our website. You can find a link to it on the homepage or if you hit the exhibition button. With that being said, the next couple weeks are going to be a little slower on the Artist Mother side other than promoting that show. I'm heading to Tennessee to our home there to take hopefully a little bit of a step back. We have some work to do there. I'm hoping to get in the studio and do some painting, but we're going to be spending Christmas there, at, you know, with my husband and kids. And, you know, we can't get together with extended family, but we will be able to be with my parents and my sister. So that'll be good. And yeah, just missing sort of all of that extended holiday festivities, getting together with friends and family. But you know, like you said kind of earlier, Robin, it does make you grateful for what you do have, sort of this experience of limiting what we are able to do. So that's my holiday plans. And as I said, taking a little bit of a step back from Artist Mother for the next couple weeks, but we'll be coming out strong in January with the network, with enrollment for the network and promoting the show. We're going to have some events, artist talks related to that exhibition in January, and look forward to all of that coming up. So, Robin, what are you doing for Christmas?
Well, both my side and my husband's side of the family, they're all here in town, just in various parts of Nashville. So, you know, just trying to figure out how to safely gather and, you know, some big traditions that, you know, we've had before, or, you know, well, we'll just do that next year, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But we're still, I mean, we'll be here for the most part, in Nashville. So just trying to kind of bounce between, the two families. And yeah, that's pretty much it. My husband, he is just really missing being able to travel right now. If you know anything about the Enneagram, he's a 7. So he is really struggling with this I mean, everybody's struggling this year, but, you know, he is just like ready to bust out of here. So, I think we may try to figure out a way to, after Christmas, safely travel, you know, just like a cabin somewhere, you know, where we can, you know, bring our, but just get away from the walls of this particular house, safely in some way. So, and just bring all the kids, you know, Christmas toys or whatever they got, you know, so they'll be occupied. So yeah, that's our plans.
Yeah. I can't remember where I was saying this, but I was recently saying how I totally am normally not, I don't look forward to Christmas cause I'm like new toys, consumerism. Like I hate like picking out gifts for like people to buy for my kids and all that. But this year I'm like, can't wait for my kids to have some new toys to like occupy them, you know, like COVID is like making me appreciate kids' toys. Like I'm like, my kids need some new shit to take their time, you know.
Outdoor like, got like a ton. They're getting rollerblades. I mean, and Savannah just broke her arm. So that just tells you like what kind of a desperate place that we're in that we're giving our daughter rollerblades.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah, but anyway, so
my kid needs some new books like that, you know. I'm just like, our library just closed again, so I'm like, oh my gosh, like please. Yes. Mindy, what are you all doing for holidays?
We are up in the UP, which for those of you who are not from the Midwest, that's the Upper Michigan Peninsula of Michigan. Like Michigan is not just where Detroit is. There's like a upper side that connects to Wisconsin and Canada. And that's where I am. That's where I grew up. So we're staying with my pops and my sister. My pops and my sister actually live right next door to each other. Mm. And we've been in each other's bubble through all of it. So we're up here. I'm at my sister's house right now. And it's good. I'm excited for the holidays because even though we can't do a lot of the... I guess I'm excited because I don't have to do a lot of the, like, now we got to go here and then we got to go here and we got to do this. But Christmas is like my favorite. It's my favorite time of year. I love buying presents. I love gift wrapping. I love the joy and jubilation of drinking.
Yep. Making cookies, eating lots of snacks. Yes. Yep.
Yes,
having like Chex Mix at 2 o'clock and not giving a damn.
my pops just made Chex Mix, like bags of it. And I shuffled up the sidewalk to my sister's house with a giant Ziploc baggie.
Love it.
Like, let's make
homemade Chex Mix is the best. Yep.
Yeah. So we're up here through the new year and I love it. It's, if you know anything about me, I'm a very nostalgic person and being in my childhood neighborhood, like it recharges me. Mm-hmm. I think both like spiritually and as a person, but it makes me really excited to explore new avenues of the nostalgia in my artwork. So, it's good. And I'm happy to be, if anybody is in Upper Michigan, woohoo. Cause a lot of people are from here.
Lindy, what about you? What are you and Milton doing for Christmas?
Well, I guess my biggest goal to get through this Christmas season is to successfully and healthily co-parent with Milton's dad. And his dad is from Mexico. And from what I understand, like the 24th is like the big important day of Christmas in Mexico. So like Christmas Eve day is like the important day. And then Christmas Day is more like, you know, here we more kind of do Christmassy things on Christmas Day.
Right.
So that could work to just like take turns, but I'm kind of pushing for the other day in the car, my son said, "Mom, I wish there were three of us." So I was like, "What do you mean? Do you wish there were three of you or three of me?" Or, but I got the sense that he was saying he wanted Mommy, Daddy, and Milton. So I'm hoping that we can spend, you know, that time together, probably at my parents' house, and just be cool and have fun. And I'm not buying anybody anything. I might buy myself something.
That's right.
But Milton has so many toys, like so many toys.
Yeah.
I do not need to do any of that. So that's my goal.
Nice. That sounds great. Okay, final five. Final five questions. These are just, you guys know. I do these at the end of every episode just for a little fun trivia, if you will, to get to know people I'm interviewing. So I'll have the three of you answer these. Let's go Lindy, Mindy, Robin. Lindy, Mindy, Robin. So biggest art crush, Lindy.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about these final five.
you're like, no, don't let me go first.
I guess, I mean, it's actually somebody that I know, but I just really adore Danielle Orchard and her painting. And she inspires me. She's always inspired me. So I guess that's a big crush of mine.
Yeah. Mindy.
Natalie Baxter.
Woohoo, shout out.
I love her. She knows it. She knows that she is like my number one, but I love her so much.
Robin, what about you?
So going back to Suchitra, I love her work so much. Mm-hmm. Crystal Latimer and also Daisy Patton. Just the way they use pattern and the feminine image. And then even like going back into like art history, the pre-Raphaelites, I've always loved those paintings are just so ornate and beautiful. So
can see that influence on your work for sure. Okay, Lindy, Mindy, Robin, dream place to travel.
Okay, so I've been to my dream place already. I'm half Haitian, so my dad is from Haiti, and I've been there as a child and teenager, but I need to go back.
You need to bring
it's
Milton.
It's been so long. Yes, Milton needs to go. And I think it's a magical place. Sorry, Mindy, I don't want to take the word, but I think it's really, truly a magical place. They have no COVID issues, as far as I've heard. Like, in my mind, I was like, oh no, if COVID gets to Haiti, what are they going to do? They're trapped there. Mm-hmm. They've got so little resources. And so I was very worried about that. But they seem to be doing great, and I can't wait to go back.
Mm, awesome. Mindy.
I've also been to my dream place, Paris. I was there when I was in my 20s, but I felt such a connection that I know that in my future, I have some kind of life happening there. And I think about it all the time. I do not speak French. But I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. And I'm going back.
Robin.
So my husband and I have talked about this for years, but we just have this dream together to go travel up the California coast, like from, south end to the north end, and just see the redwoods and just all, just stay in little bed and breakfast, all the way up. That's kind of a dream trip for us.
Mm, I love that. John and I actually did San Francisco to Seattle once. We kind of just drove up the coast. We rented a car. This was back when I was a wedding photographer and was actually making a lot more money. And we only had one kid. Finley was a baby. So we didn't have the expense of multiple kids, but then I became a fine artist and just my income went out the window, but but it was a great trip. And we stayed in a bed and breakfast in Eureka, California, and kind of that Northern California. But I think doing starting in San Diego and going, up to the Redwoods would be such a great trip.
Yep.
So that's a great idea. Okay. Lindy, Mindy, Robin, what film or book has inspired you greatly?
So like I said, I'm caught off guard, so it's kind of hard for me to name these off the top of my head, but when I first met you, Kaylin, I mentioned the movie Arrival.
Yes.
And I think that is a big movie for me. I wrote a paper on it.
All right. I'm going to watch it over the holidays, I promise, so I can get to know the inner Lindy.
Well, I just feel like it was so, well, Amy Adams is awesome and she's so versatile, and mm-hmm. that's just awesome to me. But then just the idea in it about kind of like being shown something before you can really see it, and like how that works in the brain, and like with language, with art, with any issue, like you can't really know something or understand it until it's shown to you, unless you do some serious work of like finding it blindly yourself. So just that whole idea, like, you know, resonates with me.
Love that.
Yes.
Mindy.
My favorite movie is When Harry Met Sally. And it's written by Nora Ephron. And my favorite books are anything by Judy Blume. And there's a connection there because I think both Nora Ephron and Judy Blume write so beautifully about the complexity of being a human, that life isn't a straight line. And there's all these layers and complexities that make us who we are. And it's sometimes really, really hard to be a grown up and to be a human. And sometimes it's just really beautiful. And I see the connection. I make the connection with Nora Ephron and Judy Blume in that way. But When Harry Met Sally forever will be my favorite movie. And anything written by Judy Blume, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Forever. The book Forever taught me how to be a woman. And Summer Sisters.
Super Fudge, isn't that Judy Blume?
Oh, Super Fudge, yeah. Yes. Her later books, though, that are written for adults are so right on. Smart Women, if you haven't read Smart Women, Judy Blume, man, she's my lady.
Robin, what about you?
Oh, man, those are good ones. Okay, so a book that's really inspired me, is Madeline L'Engle's Walking on Water, which if you're not familiar with Madeline L'Engle, she wrote A Wrinkle in Time. So you may have read that like when you were in school, but it's just about an artist's journey sort of through the lens of faith. And so that book has really inspired me a lot. My favorite movie, and this is going to be like, I'm on this like early 2000s kick of of life right now, but Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
So
it's so good. It's Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet, and I just love how what it says about love. Not to mention the way that it's artfully shot. It's gorgeous, but how at the end of, you know, spoiler alert, don't listen, that, you know, at the end, after having their memories erased of each other, and then they find these tapes where they're talking about like why they wanted their memory erased of the other one, and then they still decide to come back together, even after hearing that, you know, I think speaks a lot about love, and so that's one of my
good reminder. I might try to watch that over holiday break too. I get like super nostalgic for movies. It, like over the holidays, like we watch Christmas movies, but like John and I will usually watch like the Lord of the Rings, or we'll try to watch like some of our favorite, you know, like when we were dating, some of the movies that we really liked connecting over back then. So, and that was definitely a really big one for us. All right, Lindy, what's your favorite meal?
Okay. Favorite meal. This also is, with my Haitian heritage, which is beef and okra, which is like a very, I guess it's a Haitian dish, and that you get it with rice and a beef and okra sauce, and I need my fried plantains also.
Yum. Well, not yum, because I won't eat the beef, but the fried plantains, yum. Yeah. And Haitian food, I'm sure, is delicious, whether it's vegetarian or not. Mindy?
I wish I was more cultured, but my favorite food is pizza. It always will be. I feel like I can get it anywhere and it never disappoints me.
Robin?
I think in the past I would have said like pasta or lasagna or something, but when I really think about it, a like very well prepared fried chicken. It's got to be like crispy on the outside, seasoned, like some good fried chicken, like that. So, leaving it in the South down here, but no, seriously, I love me some fried chicken.
I love that. All right, last question, Lindy, Mindy, Robin, name one person who has supported your art career in a tangible way.
Okay, a tangible way. They've touched my art career. Okay. My closest friend, Emily, is probably also my biggest support, emotionally and tangibly. She's given me space in her home to, like, use as studio space. She buys my stuff when she can. She listens to me talk forever about the, like, mindless, like, issues I'm having with whatever part of my art process. And, yeah, if I didn't have her, it would be a lot more difficult.
Mm. Mindy?
Jenna Freimuth. She is one half of the Wonder Makers Collective, which is a collaborative art project I do with her. But she supports me as an individual artist in ways I couldn't expect from anybody. She's part of my village. She helps me with my daughter. And she's just a very, she's in Minneapolis and I'm here, but she's like I can feel the rope that connects mm-hmm. us, and I would be very sad without it.
Robin.
This is a hard question to answer, but I think just consistently throughout my life, especially my adult life, my mom, she is not a visual artist. She is a writer, but she has always, she's always told me, and drilled this into me, like right when I got married, right when I got pregnant, when my kids were little, she said, you have to have something for yourself. Find time to, and you know, and we were talking about art, and cause she knew I had my MFA, you know? And so she's like, you have to find time to do this and make sure that, you know, all these other things are going to demand your time. But you carve out time for yourself. And that has been, just always in my head, and I can't, thank her enough for that, push.
I love that. Love that, Robin. And, you know, I just want to say to anybody listening, if you don't have a mom like Robin, let this community be your mom like Robin, because we will tell you all day that you need to make time for your work. And I hope that inspiration is what a lot of people get from our community. So, okay, so 2020, we're saying goodbye. We will have our next episode released.
Good riddance, 2020.
Good riddance. we will have our next episode released mid-January. We'll be back with the network. We'll be back with, you know, new programming starting. So much good stuff. For all of you who've listened along the way the last almost 2 years, like I said, we're rolling up on 2 years. Just want to say thank you. We certainly hope that you are touched by the work that we're doing, whether it's through Instagram, through the programming, through the podcast, through maybe friends that you've made through this network, the retreats, all of the different ways that we're trying to offer opportunities for connection. We hope that something is reaching you and that you're feeling valued and seen above all. So thank you all, and goodbye, 2020.
The Artist Mother podcast is curated and produced by Kaylin Butine. Music by Josh Middleton. Editing and mixing by John M. Butine. Please visit www.artistmotherpodcast.com for episode notes and to find out how you can further support this podcast.